Welcome to the Freely Live Your Truth podcast with Tarure Gatere. This is where we talk about what it means to live authentically. It's been such a long time since I've done an episode, guys. I know, and I had really wanted to be consistent with the podcast and with the content that I'm putting out. But at the same time, you know, in the spirit of authentic living, which this podcast actually is about, I have come to understand that I live in seasons, and I have seasons when I'm putting myself out there and I'm putting so much content out and I'm just inspired in creating things. And then I have a season where I just retreat into myself and I just feel, I just live life, I live in the moment, I take in what's happening, and it feels like breathing for me. It feels like when I'm putting myself out there, I'm exhaling, and, you know, it gets to a moment when I'm just like, okay, I need to inhale now, and I retreat back into myself, and those moments of retreat are when I find the inspiration, the insights, the conversations, the inner conversations, the connection to source that then inspires the content that I put out during my exhaling phase. So I'm really learning to appreciate these parts of myself, you know, to allow for the cycle to happen naturally without putting pressure to be either way, to allow myself to put myself out there when I need to, but then when I need to retreat, to come back and be like, it's okay. That's perfectly okay. So, today I wanted to talk about fear. Now, fear, like for many of you, if not everybody on this planet, fear is something that has touched probably every single aspect of my life at some point. And, you know, such a broad topic. It's the topic of so many books, so many videos, so many podcasts. Like, fear is something that we talk about so much as humans, and that's because it affects us in so many different ways. And, you know, the thing about fear that I've realized, and I partly thank Elizabeth Gilbert for this, and also my life coaching trainer, Marianne Verheid, those two really taught me that fear is not something to run away from, but it's something to embrace, to accept, to befriend. Because generally as humans, how our history has been, fear kept us alive. You know, when we were in the wild before, you know, we had really the Industrial Revolution, before we had houses, before we had, like, fear is what kept us safe. Caution, it kept us cautious and on our toes, and so it is embedded in our DNA. So trying to fight it for me just feels like a futile effort because it's so deeply embedded. And at the same time, because fear tends to be, I mean, its responses are fight or flight, right? So what's that quote? You cannot resolve something with the same energy that created it. Trying to fight against fear, for me, has always made it persist longer. So what I've learned to do is come to fear with love. Come to it with understanding, come to it with compassion. And that actually makes it relax, if that makes any sense. And I mean, we could talk about it in so many different aspects. So today's episode, I actually wanted to talk about it in the context of love, specifically loving relationships, specifically on, you know, when it comes to my personal experience recently in romantic relationships. And to begin the conversation, I wanted to do just a quick reading of one of my favorite authors, Khalil Gibran. And this is from The Prophet, which is a book that I cannot recommend highly enough. It's so beautiful. It's poetic. It's spiritual. It's inspirational. It talks about so many different aspects of life. And one of the things that he spoke about was love. And this is what he had to say about love. But if in your fear you would seek only love's peace and love's pleasure, then it is better for you that you cover your nakedness and pass out of love's threshing floor into the seasonless world where you shall laugh, but not all of your laughter, and weep, but not all of your tears. Love gives naught but itself and takes naught but from itself. Love possesses naught, nor would it be possessed, for love is sufficient unto love. Isn't that just yum? Oh my gosh, I love this book so much. Please find it, The Prophet by Khalil Gibran, if you haven't read it already. It has so many gems, so many things about marriage, children, life, work, every aspect of life. Thank me later. A few years ago, I was reading Conversations with God, and that book was easily the most life-changing experience of my life. To anyone who would listen and was open, I was like, read this book. So one of them was like my best friend, and at the time, we were going through all this spiritual awakening together. And I remember there's a part in the book where God talks about, he talks about the fact that we can decide to come from a place of love or to come from a place of fear. And so anytime that me and my friend wanted to experience something new or do something or, just try something, and we were afraid the other one would look that one in the eye and be like, hey, love or fear. If you follow my blog, and if you don't, please go ahead and look for it, tarudegatere.wordpress.com. I recently, I think it was last week, shared a post about a gift that the universe has recently brought into my life in the form of a human being, of the male species, and how, it's a whole new experience of exploring love without ownership. And I mean, this concept was such a wonderful abstract concept in my mind before I experienced it. Because the thing about love without ownership is that you are dealing with a human without any expectations. And just to give you a background, I ended a really long relationship last year, and I came into this year just focused on myself. I was just building myself, lots of self-care, lots of self-love. That was my focus. And it got to the middle part of the year, and I was like, I think I could actually, invite someone to connect with. Now I could open my life up to people, not just someone. I was open to people. And so I started interacting with people, and out of the blue, came this person who has just, in a very short time, turned my life upside down in the most beautiful and challenging ways. But I wanted to expand and grow and try something different. So I entered this situation without any kind of framework and decided to love this person. And coming from just dealing with myself on my own, inviting someone else in has been something else. Because, I'm used to just dealing with me, dealing with my needs, dealing with what I need to do, caring for myself. And now there's someone else to think about. And this person comes from a different background, has different needs, has different beliefs and ideas about life. And we are just two very imperfect people trying to understand what's happening between us without infringing on each other's freedoms and also taking care of ourselves and making sure that our needs are met. It has been challenging, and particularly in the past week, I can say my fears really came up because my feelings developed deeper than I thought that they would, and deeper than I thought I was going to experience in a long time. I thought I was just going to be flitting around, just free and not, attached, and just like, oh, let's just be in this space together. But my heart decided to open up, and with it came a lot of fear. And that fear triggered me into a certain kind of behavior, which, in my case, when I'm scared, I pull away. And so I started to pull away, but there's a part of me that really, really wants to see this through. And so, as challenging as it has been, as vulnerable as it makes me feel, I am doing my best. And I can promise you, it is not always a pretty sight. But I am doing my best to stay open-hearted in this situation, to keep myself here, open and loving and aware and, in it, because the experience of being open is more beautiful to me than closing up. And when we close up, we close ourselves out of the good as well as the bad. If you're trying to block out the pain, you're going to block out the joy as well. As Khalil said, you will laugh, but you won't laugh your laughs fully. And you will cry, but you won't cry your tears fully. And isn't life about being fully here? Isn't it about being fully present and experiencing everything to the fullness that we can? That is the kind of life that I want. And so, as scary as this shit is, and as hard as it is, as vulnerable as it makes me, as imperfect as I turn out to be, I am still here just trying to be as open as possible. Where in your life could you be holding back? Are you running away from love? And that can be in any aspect of your life. Are you locking out yourself from the bad, but then keeping yourself away from the good as well? Are you opening yourself up to life and allowing it to flow? Are you allowing love to expand you, to grow you? Are you allowing your consciousness to grow? Or are you so terrified that all you're trying to do is keep yourself safe, and in that way, you're keeping yourself separate from the very things that you actually want? Okay, guys, that's it for this podcast. I appreciate your presence so much. Thank you for being here. Please, please feel free to share this podcast with anybody who you feel would benefit from it. I just want to send you love, whatever it is that you're doing and wherever it is that you are. You can connect with me on social media, Tarure Katare on Instagram and Facebook, Flight on Facebook, and Freely Live Your Truth on Instagram. And at Tarure on Twitter. Please feel free. I love hearing from you guys. Feel free to hit me up. I will talk to you guys soon. There's so much more content coming up. Yes. And remember to freely live your truth. And on top of that, also remember that above anybody else, you deserve your own unconditional love and acceptance. I will see you soon, guys. Okay, not see you because this is a podcast. I will speak to you soon. Bye.